Jay Radliff joins us now from daytradefund.com to take a look at a number of indicators right now. And Jay, inflation is still a monster beast in our world and doesn't seem to be budging much anymore these days.
You know, and it's kind of making people start to, shock, listen to Jerome Powell, because what we're seeing right now is that there's been just a lot of information that's been coming out of late that has indicated stuff you and I have talked about before. There's no revelation here that we're still battling inflation. And as a result, when you see it, because we had that data released on Friday that showed that the economy rose as far as the prices, 3.5%. We were looking at 3.2%, and they were looking at other measurables, finding out that, inflation's kind of starting to trend up on us here, and that's a concern. And Wall Street's listening to that saying, well, we're not getting our 7 or 8 rate cuts this year. No, you're not. Maybe 2 or 3 at most. And the idea of a rate hike is still out there because, look, it was, I think, January, you and I were talking, and they had the analysts, not you and I, 100% certainty that we would be seeing a May or June rate cut. Well, then it dropped to 70%. And the last time I checked, I think it's at 11 or 13%. Mm. So reality is starting to catch up with a lot of people on Wall Street who have been waiting, thinking that we were going to see nothing but rate cuts this year. And obviously, that's not going to be the case. And that's impacting a lot of people who bought those homes at the early part of the year, late last year, thinking that these analysts were correct. And now they're in homes they can't afford because the interest rate is too high. And, they're being forced to decide what in the world they're going to do.
Well, Jay, we're about to see some new numbers coming out this Friday about the jobs and an April jobs report. What are we expecting come Friday morning, and how critical will the news be?
I think critical is a good word, because normally this is just kind of a punctuation mark at the end of the week after, we have the Fed that's meeting this week. Jerome Powell is going to be talking later today. So this would kind of be like a little PS type thing. But now it's a lot more interesting because investors on Wall Street are, they're obsessed. They're begging for any good news right now. And the last estimate I saw was that they're looking for 205,000 jobs added in April. That would be the fewest jobs added since November, and certainly a sharp decline from what we saw in March when we added, I think, 303,000 jobs. Unemployment rate, we'll be looking at the average hourly wage. But if there's a surprise on the downside of this, JT, what could happen is we could continue to see this slow sell-off on Wall Street kind of accelerate, because everything's emotion-based on Wall Street. It's either greed or it's fear. And when fear overtakes, you see a lot of people selling that shouldn't and a lot of people buying that shouldn't. And those emotional trades can really impact the market, because right now everybody's thinking, we wouldn't be surprised if the market saw a correction, 15%, 20%, 10%, what have you. So when any sort of sustained selling starts, people are going to say, it's here.
Yeah.
They're going to start selling, and all that does is add to the panic, and that's one of the reasons we see this market drop on the overselling, because emotion takes over.
Yeah, we're talking with Jay Radliff from daytradefund.com. Jay also spent years as an airline executive. Something going on over there at Southwest Airlines. Apparently, reporting a loss, and they could be preparing for some big operational changes because of that. What are we talking about here?
Well, when you lose $231 million in a quarter and you're a company that's used to making money, it's not something you're happy with. You and I talked about how they gave their pilots and flight attendants a very nice raise, putting them up to industry standards, long overdue, glad to see it. But they said, look, we're going to freeze our hiring. We were expecting 43 Boeing aircraft this year. We're going to get like 20. So we're not going to be able to get into the markets we wanted to. They're pulling out of 4 cities. Cozumel, Syracuse, New York, who I just talked to, they're not happy. George Bush Intercontinental Airport they're pulling out of, as well as Bellingham, Washington. And they're cutting half their flights in Atlanta, Southwest is, and a third of their flights at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Mm. And they're saying, we're going to end the year with 2,000 fewer employees. Oh, and to add a little bit more onto it, this open seating thing, we may do away with. We may go to assigned seats, which, of course, Southwest has never done before. But it can make them a little bit more revenue than they get from the people that pay to get into an earlier boarding zone. So they're considering that as well. So right now, everything's on the table for Southwest, and they've never laid anybody off in the history of their airline ever, even during the pandemic. So it's going to be interesting to see if this 2,000 fewer employees, they'll have enough people will volunteer for an early retirement so that they can keep that streak going.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. Jay Realiff, thank you, buddy. I appreciate you being here this morning.